إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is the Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the hellfire. Today, continuing with our class in Al-Aqidah, we come to the Aqidah of Abil Hassan Al-Ashari rahimahullah, and the paragraph that we've been on for a while, which is his statement rahimahullah, ونؤمن بعذاب القبر ونقول إن الحوض والميزان حق والصراط حق والبعث بعد الموت حق وأن الله عز وجل يوقف العباد في الموقف ويحاسب المؤمنين. أبو الحسن العشري رحمه الله, he says, and we believe in the punishment of the grave, and we say that the حوض, or the large body of water presented to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, is true. And the mizan, or the scales, are true. And the sirat, or the bridge over Jahannam, is true. And the ba'ath after death, or the resurrection after death, is true. And indeed Allah Azza wa Jal will make His servants stand at the gathering place, and He will take account of the actions of the believers. Whereas he meant by a statement, وَيُحَاسِبُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this week, inshallah ta'ala, as last week, we'll just be taking a look at some of the ayat of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning this issue of reckoning. And he will take account of the believers, or he will reckon the deeds of the believers, or however you're supposed to say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-An'am, and inshallah ta'ala. If I give the number of the surah and I make a mistake, then inshallah ta'ala don't hold me accountable. But when I memorize the surahs and stuff, we memorize the name instead of the number. As it seems like most of the brothers memorize the number instead of the name. So even though I know the name, it's not necessarily that I know the number, but I'll try to get as close as I could, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, which is surah number 6, verses 61 and 62, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ
ويرسل عليكم حفظة حتى إذا جاء أحدكم الموت توفته رسلنا وهم لا يفرطون ثم ردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق ألا له الحكم وهو أسرع الحاسبين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in this ayat that, and he, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Al-Qahir above his servants. Al-Qahir, or the powerful one with the highest affair, is above his servants. And he sent angels, guardian angels, so that when death comes to you, they will take your souls and they won't be negligent in fulfilling their duties. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant when he said, وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. And then you will be taken back to Allah, your master of your true master, الحق, مولاكم الحق, مولاهم الحق. And he has the commandment and he is the quick and taking account. Hey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse he shows that he is your Lord, your true Lord. He is the one that has the verdict, meaning who's going to Jannah and who's going to the hellfire. And he's the quickest one to take account, meaning in 1 hour everybody's account is going to be settled. Like in 1 minute everybody's going to be judged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at their good deeds, bad deeds, wear everything out and give the account, meaning you go into Jannah or hellfire, just like that. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, everybody's being provided for all over the world. Animals, insects, human beings, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is handling the whole world at any given minute. And the same thing when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take the account, He's quick at taking the account. It's not like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to have computers weighing out everybody's good deeds, bad deeds, waiting for the computer to figure it out. How many good deeds you got? Wait a minute, how many bad deeds he got? Does he have any voluntary deeds that can make up? Or should I let him slide? Is there any intercession for him? All of that. You know, like somebody taking an audit or whatever, it could take weeks or whatever, depending on the size of a corporation or company. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the quickest at taking account, meaning in 1 second everybody's deal is done. So don't think that on that day that it's going to be difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as some of the disbelievers have in their belief, after Allah works it's time for some rest and what have you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asrahul hasibin. He's the quickest at taking the count, and it's just going to be, and everybody's account is taken care of. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our account easy. Rather, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not even to take us into account, but just to enter us straight into Jannah. We make these du'as, we got to be serious with this du'a. Because whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam says, and we'll get to that, if Allah takes you into account, you finish. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your bad deeds, you finished. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to hold us in account for what we do. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Anbiya, that's verse number, chapter number 21, inshallah, verse number 47. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this verse, and here we see the connection of this whole paragraph that we're covering, from the belief and the punishment in the grave and the belief of the hawd and the belief of the mizan, and coming down to our account. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse number 47, and the scales will be placed in justice on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and no soul will be wronged. And if there's a mustard seed worth of a deed, then we will take that into account. And a mustard seed, I never saw it. Maybe some of the people know, it's supposed to be a real small seed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this example to show
Don't think that there's something too small that you did that I'm not going to hold you accountable for. And we should look at this especially when we look at doing good. Don't think that something is because it's so small that it'll keep you from doing good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no matter how small it is, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to take it into account. And sufficient is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are sufficient as to be the ones to hold you accountable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for him. And we're just mentioning this as we were trying to tie in with the other verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to need a team of people to tally up everybody's deeds. It's sufficient that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be the one to handle this, and nothing is going to be too small that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to miss it, as Allah is going to take everything into account. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in verse 202, rather 201 and 202, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. And from amongst them are the ones who say, our Lord, give us the good in this world, and give us the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. They are the ones that will have their portion for what they did of reward, and Allah is quick in taking account. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, He's referring to those ones who say that they want the good in this world and not the good in the hereafter. As opposed to the kuffar, all they want is this world. Because all they say is, you know our life is only this life, and when we die it's over with, so get yours while you can, because you only live once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He mentions the statement of the disbelievers, and He mentions it before, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And for those who say, oh my Lord, give me in this world, and he's going to have no portion of the hereafter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the other side, and this is the side of the believers who say, give me the good in this world. And the good in this world is to be in good health, to be a believer, to have knowledge of this deen and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correct worship and correct belief. All of this is a part of the good in this world. And the good in the hereafter, of course, is Jannah. And what else can someone want besides Jannah? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and everything that comes along with it, and to save us from the fire. Those people who believe in this world and in the hereafter and want the good of this world and the good of the hereafter, they will get the reward for what they did in this world and the hereafter. And Allah is quick to take account, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quick in giving the people the good that they deserve as a reward. Those people believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, desired the reward of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then Allah is going to be quick at giving them their reward. Not like sometimes in this dunya, you might work and then they delay your check. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be quick at rewarding those people who deserve to be rewarded, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst them. And here we see in this verse something that needs to be emphasized all the time, and that is this correct belief that a believer stands upon. This corrects his deen. This corrects his actions, his character, and his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we're just saying in this ayah and in these ayahs in general. When the person has the correct aqidah and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he's aware of what he needs to be aware of. As we're covering this point of belief, that you know that you're going to be held accountable for what you do, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take into account everything that we do in this world. When we hold this correct belief, then you see it in our deen. When you see someone with good character, and you see someone with good worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you see someone with a good understanding of this deen, then you see a person with the aqeedah of the Muslim that is correct. And this is the aqeedah of the Salaf al-Salih. And this is something that we should use as a yardstick for ourselves, as some of the ulama used to do. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he does at the end of his Al-Aqidatu Wasatiyya, that's been translated into English, alhamdulillah, with a nice little explanation. And it's available, and we encourage the people to get this book, to benefit from it, from the Darul Salam publications from Riyadh. Shaykh al-Islam, he ends off this book of Aqidah with a little chapter on the character of the believers. Because when you believe properly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the people can see it on in your character. And the people can see it in your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you're on the sunnah and you're far away from the bid'ah. And the people, they can see it in your understanding of the deen, that your understanding is correct and not deviant. This is because that heart, or that morsel of flesh in the body called the heart, if it's correct, then the rest of the body is correct. And if it's corrupt, then the rest of the body is corrupt. And this is the importance that we need to put on our aqidah in general, point by general, and then point by point, and specific as it will reflect in our deen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us perfect our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah to Ali Imran, and there, in this class, just as in the class before, really there are just so many ayat and so many hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam that's authentic, that we're just trying to take some of them, inshaAllah ta'ala, in order to benefit. And we're trying to take each one of them to have its own special benefit, inshaAllah. As we see, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in this ayah, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, he says, indeed, from Ahlul Kitab, from the Jews and the Christians, or from amongst the people of the Torah and the Injil, are those who believe in Allah and believe in what was revealed to you, meaning the book of Allah, the Quran, and believe in that which was revealed to them, referring to the Torah and the Injil, the way it was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His messengers. And they are humble to Allah, meaning they are obedient to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is being humble. Being humble is to do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do, and to stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to stay away from. Humble is your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they don't with the ayat of Allah, a miserable price. They don't change the meaning of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to gain something in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Christians and Jews who wrote the book, their book, by their own hand, and then said that this is from Allah in order to gain a small price in this world. They don't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to those from amongst Ahlul Kitab who don't do that. For them is their reward with their Lord, and indeed Allah is Sari'ul Hisab, or quick to take an account. Here it's been narrated that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best of the authenticity, we'll mention it coming, but the benefit is in the ayat in the first place, that those people who believed from Ahlul Kitab and that which was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the Quran, then they're going to have their reward with Allah. These are the believers from the Jews and the Christians, meaning those who believe in the Quran and they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can, and this is just a continuation from the khutbah the other week, how can somebody say that a Christian, he's a good Christian, he has riba, he's buying his house on riba, you calling him a good Christian because he don't drink, for example, as if riba is okay. And this is a crime that many of the Christians have, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them in the Quran, that they were prohibited to stay away from this riba, but they did it anyway. But they took this riba anyway. The Jews and the Christians in their books. And I think I had mentioned this one time when I was speaking to my aunt, who's a born again Christian. And I wasn't a Christian before Islam, and I really didn't read the Bible, and I don't know nothing about Christianity much, except a little bit I learned from Ahmed Didat, Hafizahullah. But at any rate, I believe in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, and what he says is the truth. And I remember talking to my aunt, and I mentioned this, they were coming out of the projects, and then they finally got a chance to buy a house on riba, of course, and they're supposed to be born again Christians. And then they're all encouraging me, yeah, inshallah, you'll be buying your house soon, and so on and so forth. So I said, are you paying interest when you buy your house, or did you just bought it straight out? So they said, yeah, you know. I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us in his book, the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 4. Let me just try to get that ayah. Yeah. Ayah 161, where Allah says, وَأَخْذِهُمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ. And there, referring to the Jews and the Christians, as you can see in the context of the ayah, and they're taking this riba, and they were prohibited. I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited y'all in your own books. And then she just said, I know, but are we going to go back to that project? How are we going to call these people believers when they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are you going to believe in him and disobey him? And call your disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good believer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah from Surah An-Nisa, the people were surprised, Ya Rahmatullah, that there were Jews and Christians, and in specific a Christian, who never saw the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, but believed in what was sent to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. The people were saying, how is that Christian going to get his reward? And they were referring to An-Najashi, the African king of Habasha, who heard the message of Islam and believed in it during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though he never met the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And they say, because of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to show that from amongst the Jews and Christians are those who, when they hear the Quran, they believe in it, and they're going to get their reward. And there's no contradiction in the Jews and the Christians getting the reward and the Muslims, except that the Jews and the Christians that are going to get their rewards are the Muslims that used to be Jews and Christians. Those Christians and those Jews that are going to get their reward, they're the ones who, when they hear the Quran, they believe in it. Those are the ones that are going to get their reward. As far as the Christians and Jews who listen to the message and then disbelieve in the message, they are the real disbelievers. Nobody is a bigger disbeliever than the one who has believed in some of the prophets and disbelieved in the others. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and we mentioned before, they are the real disbelievers. They're not just regular disbelievers like the regular disbelievers, but they're the real ones, as they already have some guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they rejected the rest of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ra'id, in the, that's Surah number 13, inshallah, verse number 18, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْا بِهِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he tells us in this ayah, for those who answer the call of their Lord, they will have al-husna, and al-husna is Jannah. And for those who do not answer the call, those who listen to the message of Islam and then disbelieve in it, if they had the whole earth, if they owned it, and then that which is equal to it, and tried to use it as ransom to save themselves from the punishment of Allah after they disbelieve in Allah, it won't benefit them. For them is an evil account. And their abode is Jahannam, or what an evil mihad, or what an evil place to lay down in. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that this account, as we were looking at the ayat of those people who are going to have a good account, there's going to be people who have a bad account, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us amongst them. There are the people who do not accept this deen of al-Islam, who will have the evil account. They will be the losers, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever desires a deen other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be amongst the losers. He will have an evil account, a bad account, reckoning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them into account for what he did. He's going to be a loser, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in the other ayah, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْفُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and when we look at the deed that they did, then we just made it dust particles scattered about. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and this is how the account of the disbeliever is going to go. He did all of what he did in this dunya. And some of them did hard work. He worked all of his 30 years until he retired from this company. He bought his house, his car, retired, sent his children to school, as if he did good in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take a look at all of those deeds and say, did you believe? He's going to say no. And Allah is going to make all of those good deeds like dust particles. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَصْلَى نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. Hard work that will enter him into the hellfire. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I think one day he was looking at one of the monks from the Christians or the Jews, and you look at him, he left this dunya and he spent all of his life in worship. No benefit in this world and the hellfire in the hereafter. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was thinking about these ayat and Surah Al-Ghashiyah. All of that hard work, and then entered into the hellfire. At least he could have got like a little fun and play, like the rest of the kuffar who are going to the hellfire. They try to get some enjoyment, then go to the hellfire. But they're going to be people with no enjoyment, and then go to the hellfire. And no matter what they do, good or bad, when they disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to make their deeds like a mirage. Everybody's thinking, are you telling me that old innocent lady who was so good all her life, she's going to the hellfire? Yes. Just like we're telling you the man in the desert dying of starvation, it looks like he sees an oasis or something, and then when he gets there, it's dirt. The same way. And this is the same way of those people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah takes their stuff into account, it's just going to be like this. Place all those good deeds on the scale. And when he said disbelief, is not going to hold any weight. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verses 104 and 105, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he tells us, أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. That's 105. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the ones. Rather, let's read the ayah before, inshallah. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Those people who lost their share in this world, and they think that they were doing some good. Those people who are losers in this world and think that they did some good, they are the ones who disbelieved in the ayat of their Lord and meeting him, and their deeds will be rendered null and void, and they will have no weight on Yawm al-Qiyamah. All of these deeds, when they're placed into the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah, is going to come up empty. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these ayat, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the same Surah Al-Ra'd, we said that was number 13, verse number 21, والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah he says, and those who connect that which Allah has commanded them to connect, meaning to keep relations with those who Allah commanded to keep relations from amongst the family members. And they fear their Lord, and they fear an evil account. These are the successful. Those who fear meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having their deeds be rendered null and void. They fear that their deeds will be turned into dust. They fear that their deeds won't have any weight. They feel that their deeds will leave